the Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Ian Thompson.
I'm Marlene Masker, and we're here representing St James Cathedral Foundation for Music and the Arts.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity was set up in 2011, and basically its purpose is to raise money to support music in the cathedral and to promote choral music throughout the Isle of Man.
Tell us about your team.
Well, our chairman is Ian Thompson, who's with us today. The Very Reverend Nigel Godfrey, who's the Dean of the Cathedral. Dr. Mike Hoy, who is a very eminent musician in local circles. Also Christine Edmondson. She's our treasurer and also a highly respected musician and singer. Myself. And we've recently had a young lady called Macy Tyra, who's been welcomed to the Trust and brings a refreshing, more youthful approach. And that makes up our Board of Trustees.
Who is the charity for?
It's to support and basically to fund entirely the production of music. And that includes the development of the children in the choir and promote our kind of music, the choral music, throughout the Isle of Man. We also get out into schools as outreach, and there are people, you know, that people do not have to be believers to be involved with us. We have people in the choir who are not believers but have a real passion and a love for choral music.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Well, apart from all the organisations that take part in our concerts and the like, we work quite a bit with our sponsors, which includes the Manx Lottery Trust, the WHC Breen Musical Benefactor Trust, Peel Charity Shop, lots of people like that, who, when it's all added together, really get us into a position where we can fully fund music.
What are your main goals?
It's an opportunity for young people to have a really good grounding in choral singing and choral music and church music, but it's an opportunity that many people are not aware of, and so they can come in as a choral, a choir member or a choral scholar and leave with a really high level of musical ability and singing ability. So it's really to try and enhance the offering that's out there for music across the Isle of Man, not just, as Ian has said, within the cathedral itself. It's to try and spread that word.
And in addition to that, people are not just kept at the cathedral and note bashing all the time. Last year we were able to take the choir to Ypres, and we spent some time visiting, obviously, the military graveyards. We sang at the memorial to a Manx lad from Peel, and we did the evening service as a choir inside the Manning Gate, which is just really something that children will remember forever in their lives. Later this year, the juniors, the choristers, are going on a trip to Cambridge, where they'll be given a tour of King's College Cambridge. They'll get to sing and they'll get to meet other kids who've got the same enthusiasm and the same goals in life to learn more about this strange thing called choral singing.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I think the future is always difficult when you're so based on relying on fundraising to pay for everything that you do. So perhaps our key objective is to stabilise funding. We've had key sponsors who stayed with us for some time, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years sometimes, and have substantially helped us get through what we need to do. We don't have one of those at the moment, so we're depending on our various streams of fundraising to survive. But it's always tough, it's never easy. Everything's going up, nothing's coming down. But we're managing at the moment.
If I might add to that, having this conversation is a way of reaching out and letting young people and adult singers as well know that we exist, and extending that communication so that people are aware of what we do and getting involved and enriching what we can do and spreading that word. I think, as Ian says, funding is key. But as you'll be aware, the cathedral itself has been reordered recently through the great hard work of the Dean and his team. And we're finding that it's such an amazing space to have events and concerts. So in terms of our own choir and the body that is behind our trust, it's very exciting times. And I'd like to think that there is the door is really wide open for new and colourful exploration.
How is the charity funded?
We have a few income streams. Primarily, we have our sponsors that I've mentioned. We've also got a friends organisation, which basically is people pay a small fee to be associated with us and to get a newsletter. And then beyond that, we get opportunities through our concert series, really, to put ourselves in front of the public. We never charge for these concerts, but it's always a bucket collection. But that really helps us as well. We also own a property which we rent out. So those are our sources of income at the moment. It's never enough. But it's unfortunate. Because the Peel Cathedral is such a new cathedral, it's not had the benefit of years and years of endowments to live off. So, but one of our objectives is to create an endowment to help fund in the future.
How can people support you?
I think maybe by looking at our website. There's a great website, St German's Cathedral website, and there are lots of drop-down windows that you can look at, and the Foundation for Music and the Arts, the FMA, is part of that. But becoming a friend of the cathedral, come and support the concerts. We've got a great concert programme for this season. We've had some amazing attendances, and then sometimes, as we know in the Isle of Man, sometimes events are on all on the same evening, so everybody has to share that audience. But I think, you know, take a new view of the cathedral, FMA, and you might find that by coming along to the concerts and getting involved, it's really welcoming and really uplifting and quite a new adventure.
Where can people find out more?
On the cathedral website, but cathedral.im, we'll find all sorts of interesting items. So that really tells you all about what we're trying to do.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.